morning. Time again for Moments of Melody, a program designed to help you begin your day. Here's a recipe for a happy home. To 3 cups of love and 2 cups of understanding, add 4 teaspoons of courtesy and 2 teaspoons each of thoughtfulness and helpfulness. Sift together thoroughly, then stir in an equal amount of work and play. Add 3 teaspoons of responsibility. Season to taste with study and culture, and then fold in a generous amount of worship. Place in a pan well greased with security and lined with respect for personality. Sprinkle lightly with an atmosphere of humor. Allow to set in an atmosphere of democratic planning and mutual sharing. Bake in a moderate oven. When well done, remove and top with a thick coating of Christian teachings. Serve on a platter of friendliness, garnished with smiles. Today, as we read from the Bible, we learn more about the home life of the Lord Jesus. Now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're reading from the Knox translation, which carries the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. And so the child grew and came to his strength full of wisdom, and the grace of God rested upon him. Every year his parents used to go up to Jerusalem at the Paschal feast. When he was 12 years old, after going up to Jerusalem as the custom at the time of the feast and completing the days of observance, they set about their return home. But the boy Jesus, unknown to his parents, continued his stay in Jerusalem. They, thinking that he was among their traveling companions, had gone a whole day's journey before they made inquiry for him among their kinfolks and acquaintances. When they could not find him, they made their way back to Jerusalem in search of him. It was only after 3 days that they found him. He was sitting in the temple, in the midst of those who taught there, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were in amazement at his quick understanding and at the answers he gave. Seeing him there, they were full of wonder. And his mother said to him, "My son, why hast thou treated us so? Think what anguish of mind thy father and I have endured searching for thee." He asked them, "What reason had you to search for me? Could you not tell that I must needs be in the place that belongs to my father?" These words which he spoke to them were beyond their understanding. But he went down with them on their journey to Nazareth and lived there in subjection to them with his mother, and she kept in her heart the memory of all this. And so Jesus advanced in wisdom with the years, and in favor both with God and with man. He went down with them on their journey, and he lived there in subjection to them. The Lord Jesus was the perfect Son, obedient to his Father in heaven, obedient in his home here on earth.